Married at First Sight. Chapter 4243. If Grandma were willing to come to Huionaville and speak on Evan's behalf, the Du family would show her respect and lighten his punishment. But she wouldn't come. The person who punished Evan the most was often his own grandmother. Even during their phone call, Evan had cursed her in his heart hundreds of times. Far away at FC Manor, the old lady sneezed repeatedly. Startled, she immediately distanced herself from Ava, afraid of catching a cold and passing it to her. Then, she hurried off to find the fourth young lady of the Johnson family and asked Dr. Carden to check if she was coming down with something. She even took medicine just to be safe before daring to hold the little girl again. After checking her pulse, Lillian reassured her, "Grandma York, you're in great health. Even most middle-aged people, let alone young ones, don't have a physique as strong as yours." "Still," the old lady muttered, "I don't know which of my ungrateful grandsons is cursing me in his heart. It must be Evan. After all, Evan had the worst luck when it came to chasing his wife. He was probably sulking about her favoritism right now." Lillian was speechless. That was completely off topic. Meanwhile, Evan stepped out of his car, his gaze fixed on Abby's office floor. He had spent so much time waiting outside her company that he could now pinpoint her office's exact location just by glancing up. He had counted those floors so many times, he knew it by heart. The lights were on. But Abby was nowhere in sight. The distance was too far. He wasn't a clairvoyant. "I'm not cold, and I'm not going home," Evan muttered. "Even if I can't take you to the movies, I'll wait right here until you're off work." He wasn't leaving. Especially not with Spencer inside the Du Group building. Evan was sure Abby had been assigned to negotiate with him. The Du family was deliberately making things difficult for him. And Spencer? He hadn't come during the day but had waited until the evening, forcing Abby to work late. Well, to be fair, Abby often worked overtime. If not overtime, then business dinners. As the Du Group's vice president, she was constantly busy. If Evan didn't have so many brothers sharing his workload, he wouldn't have the time to chase after her, beg for forgiveness, and try to win her back. "I don't know how late I'll be working," Abby said. "You should go home. Don't wait." She wanted to add that she had dinner plans with Spencer after work. But she held back. If she told Evan that, he'd be even more stubborn about staying. "Abby, I haven't seen you all day. If I don't wait until you're off work, I won't be able to sleep tonight, and I won't have an appetite tomorrow," Evan said dramatically. "Actually, I barely ate anything earlier. Now, I'm starving, but I have no appetite." His voice carried a pitiful edge. In truth, he hadn't seen Abby all day. But claiming he had lost his appetite? That was an exaggeration. He just wanted to guilt-trip her a little. Abby took a deep breath and tried to reason with him. "Seeing me isn't going to change anything. Don't stay out in the cold. Go home. I have a business trip tomorrow and need to wrap things up tonight." "You're going on a business trip? Where?" "I'll go with you." Evan jumped at the chance. Abby quickly changed the subject. "I have clients waiting. I can't talk anymore. Just go home, or my sister will see you and give you a hard time." Evan hesitated before asking, "Then, can I wait for you in your office? At least there's heating in there." Married at First Sight Chapter 4244. Chapter 4244. Abby didn't mince words. "It's not a good time. I've got clients to deal with. That's it, you should head back." With that, she hung up the phone quickly. She knew Evan could be persistent, but this was next level clingy. How many days had it even been? Abby glanced at the date. It hadn't even been a full month since work resumed after the new year. Why did it feel like time was dragging? Adelie had advised her to hold out for at least 6 months, no giving Evan any hope, no letting him off easy. Let him feel the sting of chasing her. After half a year, Abby could start to sprinkle in a little sweetness, just enough to keep him hooked but still working for it. Once she had him completely wrapped around her finger, she could finally let him in. They'd spend time together as a couple, and eventually, they'd get married. The whole process would take at least 2 years. After all, the one-year deadline Grandma York had given Evan had long passed. Deep down, Abby didn't blame Evan. She had too many secrets, too many layers she hadn't peeled back. Even now, she hadn't come clean about being Fox. Evan had rejected Abby, not Fox. But Fox was Abby. They were the same person. Evan just didn't know it yet. If anyone had a right to be upset, it was Evan. He was the one who'd been played. Adelie's advice came from a good place, but Abby wasn't going to follow it to the letter. Once she got through these next few months, she'd have an honest conversation with Evan. Then they'd decide where to go from there. Abby loved him. And he loved her too, even if his initial feelings were for Fox. But Fox was just Abby in disguise. That meant Evan loved her. Abby turned away from the window and walked back to the reception area, taking a seat. Spencer had been watching her every move. When she'd been on the phone with Evan, she'd kept her voice low, but Spencer could guess what they'd been talking about. That was Evan, wasn't it? Spencer asked gently. Abby nodded. He said he bought movie tickets. Wanted to take me after work, Abby said casually. I haven't been to the movies in years. Honestly, I can't even remember the last time I sat down to watch one. These days, if she watched anything, it was the news or business programs. She didn't have the time or the patience for TV shows or movies. When I got here, he was already waiting outside the company. I think I saw a gift in his car, probably for you, Spencer said with a smile. Evan's serious about you, Abby. You can't hold the past against him forever. He loves you. If he'd fallen for someone else back then, would you really say he hurt you? I'm not holding it against him, Brother Spencer. I didn't expect you to stick up for him, though, Abby admitted. I've just been swamped lately. No time to deal with relationship stuff. But when I think about how he turned me down when I chased him to Wildspoon, it still stings a little. Now, I'm just making him work for it. Is that too much? Spencer chuckled. Not at all. You've been more than fair to Evan. I just want you to be happy, not like me and Victoria. Evan's sincere, and you love him. You're both into each other. As your brother, I want to see you two together, living a good life. Spencer and Victoria had their own issues. If they didn't handle things carefully, happiness would be hard to come by. Their relationship was complicated, and that's exactly why Spencer wanted Abby to have it better. If they couldn't find their own happiness, at least they could hope for Abby to have hers.